As U.S. oil output has increased, companies are faced with a problem: getting crude from the fracking fields to market. Trains are overloaded and vulnerable to fiery accidents, so some want to build more pipelines, and those bids can spark passionate opposition. The latest flashpoint is the Dakota Access Pipeline, a $4 billion project to carry over 500,000 barrels of crude oil per day out of the Bakken Shale. Hundreds of Native American protesters have mounted fierce demonstrations, fueled in part by outrage at the proposed 1,200-mile route that would cross the Missouri River and ancestral lands. Opponents say the route was approved by the Army Corps of Engineers in violation of federal laws meant to protect clean drinking water and preserve ancestral tribal lands. Living on Earth's Jamie Kaiser has our report.
This is a new warrior. This is a warrior who stands up for our rights. Rights that Native Americans have paid for in blood to make the Constitution out a lie. A lie to the world! We have the right to assemble!
The standoff against the Dakota Access Pipeline between local authorities and protesters led by the Standing Rock Sioux Nation has been going on for weeks. The flashpoint is the construction site by the Missouri River, where the Army Corps of Engineers approved permits in July to build sections of that pipeline that will pump barrels of crude oil from the Bakken Shale in North Dakota across South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois to East Coast markets. The Sioux filed a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers, alleging that the permits violate federal law.
One of the major issues that the tribe has raised over time after time is the fact that when the Corps of Engineers and the pipeline company was doing their surveys of the land, they never consulted tribes on it. I mean, the tribes are the ones that know where these sacred or cultural significant sites are.
That's Dallas Goldtooth of the Indigenous Environmental Network, an active participant in the Dakota Access protests. He explained that the location of the line under dispute is a choke point for the project.
Construction has not started across the Missouri. For those of us who have been fighting this pipeline for the past couple of years, have seen the strategic value of stopping it at the river.
Some opponents call the pipeline the Black Snake and say it's proposed to slither about a mile from Sioux territory, but right within traditional lands. Conflict reached a boiling point over Labor Day weekend when builders attempted to kickstart construction, allegedly desecrating tribal artifacts in the process. After heated physical confrontations, the trucks left.
They're bulldozing. They're bulldozing and preparing to install a pipeline to go underneath the river.
This land belongs to the earth. We are only caretakers. We're caretakers of the earth.
But the pipeline fight is a two-sided coin because it will bring jobs and access to a valuable U.S. resource. Here's Tessa Sandstrom of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a trade association that includes pipeline builder Energy Transfers.
There will be between 8,000 and 12,000 jobs created during the construction, a majority of which will be made up of locals from the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota area. They are working with the labor's union here to help provide some of those jobs. And so it's really going to be a significant boon, especially during this current downtime.
Another argument Tessa Sandstrom offered was that the strong safety record of moving oil via pipeline compares well with other modes of transportation like rail. That can lead to flaring disasters like the Lac-Mégantic explosion in Quebec that left 47 dead. Here in the U.S., oil rail incidents increased nearly 16-fold between 2010 and 2014.
And pipelines, of course, do remain the safest way to transport materials, whether it's crude oil, water, gasoline, refined product. They have a very high safety record, and Dakota Access particularly is going above and beyond what the federal government requires to ensure that it remains safe to operate and get our resources out to market.
But for activists like Goldtooth, the question of whether to transport oil by train or truck or pipeline is irrelevant.
It's a setup. It's a setup question because its foundation is based on the belief that we have to keep on drilling, that we have to keep on extracting, that we have to continue to be dependent upon this extractive economy.
The Army Corps and the pipeline company refused comment. In addition to the many federal regulations that the Corps of Engineers is accused of ignoring, approving the pipeline without Native American consent could very well violate international law, including the 2007 UN Declaration of Indigenous Rights.
My name is Daley Sambo-Durow, and I'm an assistant professor at University of Alaska Anchorage in the Department of Political Science, but I'm also an expert member of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Daley herself is a member of the Inupiaq, or Inuit Alaska Native People, and she believes that the Standing Rock Sioux Nation was not adequately consulted under international law.
There are a number of different relevant international human rights instruments. In my view, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, as well as the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, are directly relevant.
Doro says that she has not noticed improvement in respect for the rights of Indigenous peoples since the adoption of the UN Declaration in 2007.
What we're seeing is increased number of violations being perpetrated against Indigenous peoples, not only in North America, but throughout Latin America, and especially in the area of extractive industries. Unfortunately, it's been a consistent march forward to exploit Indigenous peoples' lands, territories, and resources.
That's what the Standing Rock Sioux Nation and their allies allege is happening in this case. But Dallas Goldtooth says that they will keep fighting.
We have a lot of faith, a lot of prayer that's happening in this camp, and so I have to trust in that prayer and trust in the collective energy that we all are giving.
As they point out, their heritage and sacred places, once destroyed, are gone forever. For Living on Earth, I'm Jamie Kaiser.
On September 9th, the Obama administration ordered pipeline construction halted in the federal region in question while the Justice Department, Interior Department, and Army Corps of Engineers conduct additional reviews.